Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Grant Napier Show. Now, Grant Napier.
Well, I hope everybody is having a good afternoon. We are going to do things a little bit differently today because of the importance of what's going on here in Sacramento as it relates to the Kings and the arena. We're going to open up this Friday edition with California Senate President Pro Temp Daryl Steinberg, who was in New York with the Dream Team, is back in Northern California, and it's a pleasure to welcome him to the show. Great to have you on the show. It's Grant Napier. How are you today?
Thank you so much, Grant, for having me. Appreciate it.
What's the one thing, the biggest thing that you took away from the meetings in New York?
I think the biggest thing I took away is that we've got a great chance. There is no way, of course, to absolutely predict the outcome because it's a discretionary decision by the NBA ownership. But I have read audiences and courtrooms and in legislative hearing rooms for a lot of years, and I think I'm fairly objective about walking out of a situation and saying, that one didn't feel so good. This one felt good. It felt that we were heard. It felt like our message really resonated with the ownership. I think we knocked down some of the claims, if you will, being made by the other side about the Environmental Quality Act law and about some of the supposed impediments to getting an arena done here in downtown Sacramento. And I think they were impressed with the mayor's presentation, with the presentation of the owners, and I was glad to play a small part.
Daryl, as the California Senate President Pro Temp, and again, you were elected to represent the 6th Senate District here in the state, what is your role as it pertains to getting this arena issue taken care of to the satisfaction of the NBA so they keep this franchise here? Because it appears right now that it's the arena that is the issue. So what is your role?
Yeah. Well, I have multiple roles, I suppose. I mean, first of all, I represent Sacramento, and I, as I told Aileen Poisson, I have, been involved in one way or another in every chapter of this since 1997. And, I view my role as a representative for this district to fight for my district. And the city council and the mayor asked me to get engaged on behalf of the community. If it's something that I agree with, and this is something I do agree with, my answer is yes. My second role, I suppose, is as a state leader. I'm the first president pro tem from Sacramento in 125 years, and I have been involved and on the front lines here of all of the major bills to streamline the regulatory process for urban infill projects that are on transit lines. I did SB 375, which is the major regional land use bill that seeks to encourage urban infill. I was the Senate leader during all of the chapters of helping Southern California in its effort to get an NFL stadium. I'm currently authoring the laws that will still require a very robust environmental analysis for these kinds of projects, but will remove some of the litigation hooks around analyzing traffic and noise and aesthetics that will make it easier for projects like this to get built fast. So I think you have to ask the mayor why he asked me back, but I think I played multiple roles. But my job back there really was to assure the NBA that Sacramento and the state of California is prepared to do all that it must reasonably, and I emphasize reasonably, to avoid any unnecessary delays in the construction of a $1 billion-plus investment, a downtown arena, and all that comes with it. And I think the message was very well received.
It appears, as we talk with Daryl Steinberg here on the Grant Napier Show, that the NBA is going to come out and vet the term sheet, and they are going to look at everything as it pertains to the arena plan. I asked city manager John Shirey a week ago, or maybe a little longer than a week ago, if a third party came in and looked at the term sheet, would they find any holes in the agreement? And he said, honestly, no, I don't think that they will. From a politician's point of view, when the NBA looks at this, if there are hurdles remaining, what would be the biggest hurdle, as you see it, from your position in this role of keeping this franchise here in this city?
Well, I think, and I'm confident after reviewing this and being back there, that Sacramento's offer, the offer put together by the mayor, is not only sound, it is equal to, if not better than, at least equal to the Seattle offer. And I think that that is a key threshold. Then it comes down to, I think, some other factors. Seattle is going to argue that it has a larger, better television market and more potential, which I think is not true, by the way. I think we've just barely begun to tap the corporate potential in this town and in this region. After all, we are the capital city of the eighth largest economy in the world. And this is a project that will be built within several blocks of the state capital. And so I think the potential here is enormous. But beyond that, I really hope that it comes down to this basic equity. It's one thing if this were a discussion about where to locate the next expansion franchise. Well, then, okay, you look at two great communities, Seattle, Sacramento, and, okay, you make your judgment. That isn't this. This is a relocation. This is ripping an asset away from Sacramento and the state of California, an asset that has been loyal as can be to its community and to its state and to the NBA itself. And I think if there's any fairness and justice here, given that we have that competitive offer, given that we have more than explained not only the fact that there aren't regulatory impediments to getting this done, but in fact we're going the other way to streamline the process to help get these kinds of projects done, I think if there's any fairness here, that that the arrow should point towards Sacramento. Now, is that going to be the end result? I don't know, but I know that the team that went back there, as the mayor said, left it all out on the court. We made every argument, and we made it cogently and, I think, persuasively, and now we will hope for the best result.
Daryl, whenever there's a project of this magnitude, regardless of whether it's in California or in another state, Seattle has been dealing with this, there are always opponents and there are always critics, and they try to do whatever they deem necessary to try to throw a monkey wrench in the process. And we've already seen a couple of monkey wrenches surface. I don't know if they're small monkey wrenches. I'm a sportscaster, and most of my audience that listens are sports fans. And this type of information, Daryl, I must be honest, can be kind of confusing when we hear about it. Are you worried about any of those opposition groups slash measures either delaying or interfering with what has been agreed upon by the city council with the term sheet?
Well, you always worry. As we like to say, we get paid to worry. But I'm not excessively worried. And let's step back for just a second, Grant, and look at the facts. In Seattle, as we speak, there has already been a major environmental lawsuit filed against the proponents of their arena project that is now in the appellate court. So there's a whole ton of uncertainty about the Seattle project. There is nothing in, of course, the law that would prohibit people from using the appropriate legal processes in California. This is a democracy, and we not only respect, we encourage that in our society. So there's nothing to stop anyone. But I'll tell you a few factors. Number one, if you look at the Seattle problem, they've got organized labor suing them, a major force. In Sacramento, this project has the full support of all of the major state and local labor organizations. So the big player who would sue to try to stop our project here, we've got the very strong support of organized labor. Secondly, as I explained to the NBA Board of Governors and saying to you and your audience now, we have passed a number of laws in California that provide real streamlining opportunities for projects that it's not about a basketball team here. And I always say I'm a big sports fan, love the Kings, but to me, this is not about the Kings. This is about downtown urban revitalization. And we have passed specific laws in California and are continuing to do so this year as we speak, and I'm carrying the lead bill, that provide a leg up, incentives, in some cases exemptions from some parts of the environmental law for exactly these kinds of projects that are transit-oriented, urban infill, create the potential and the reality for high employment, high-wage job opportunities. And so this project fits right within those policies. And we don't have to apologize here. Seattle's facing a big lawsuit. As we speak, California has worked and are continuing to work to encourage the very kind of projects that that we want to see built in the center of our region, downtown Sacramento.
How important is it, Darrell, that one of the investors and the man that is going to be taking the lead on the arena front, Ron Burkle, has already done this in another city in America, this one being Pittsburgh, where he did what he's hoping to do here in Sacramento? How big of a factor do you think that is to the NBA?
I think it's a big factor. I think not only does Ron Burkle bring a lot of professional sports experience, but on that key intangible around organized labor, and this is a proud labor town, Sacramento. Ron Burkle has a great track record with organized labor throughout California. It's one of the reasons, I think, that the major state and local labor organizations are very comfortable with this project. It's not only the fact that it's going to bring thousands of jobs and vital investment to the hub of our region, but I think they're also comfortable with the people who are involved. So I think the Ron Burkle factor is a very positive one.
Darrell Steinberg, who was in New York with Mayor Johnson and the quote-unquote dream team back in Northern California. So basically, I guess it's safe to say that you're very involved with this process, will be continuing to be very involved with this process. And when the NBA does come out, and I assume they're going to be coming out to Northern California and Sacramento to go over the term sheet with a fine-tooth comb to make sure that this city can deliver on their arena. I mean, listen, I know that the date's been flown around by City Manager John Shirey, having a building operational by the fall of 2016. Do you think that's very possible?
I do think it's very possible. And again, it is our job to do everything we can that is reasonable.
Sure.
Again, respecting the environmental laws, they're very good and important laws. Everything that we can do reasonably to streamline the process and make sure that that date can be met. I'm very bullish on it and very positive on it. And, you know, look, Grant, I go back to, and you've been around, obviously, through every chapter of this thing.
Sure.
Began in 1997 with Jim Thomas and the $70 million loan.
Right.
And we all know the chapters that have occurred since. There's only one right way for this to end, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
That is for Sacramento to win. We've earned it, and I hope that that's the end result.
Before I let you go, you've mentioned the word environmental process quite often, and
yes,
we hear that, and we think we know what that means as it pertains to a project of this magnitude. Can you kind of help us out a little bit on some of the things that go into the environmental process before construction can start?
Yeah, we have a very proud law in this state. It's called the California Environmental Quality Act that requires any major project with public and or private investment to undergo a rigorous environmental analysis to make sure that it addresses any potential problems with regard to air quality, water quality, toxic contaminants, a whole wide range of issues. Now, in many instances, depending upon the nature of the project, it can take a long time to get through that process. And because we have a civil justice system that allows people to object to and sue when they disagree with the decision of a city or a county on how they're dealing with the consequences of the environmental issues, It can take a long time. But what we have said in California is that if you are building a project that defines urban infill, which means revitalizing urban centers, if you're on a transit corridor, if you're going to build a facility that is clean and green, we're going to make it deliberately easier for you to get through that process. We have those laws on the books in California, and we're continuing to build upon those laws. Like I said, I'm carrying the lead bill, Senate Bill 731 this year, that will take levels of traffic intensity and noise and aesthetics out of the litigation process. That we have designed our laws to say, look, if you're a project that doesn't meet these criteria, then maybe it should take a long time. But if you're doing exactly what we want you to do, of which this project clearly meets the definition, we're going to make the law such that you can get through it as fast as possible without sacrificing quality. And at the same time, we're going to minimize the chances that you can be sued after that environmental analysis is done. And this is the message we gave to the NBA. And while we have done all that and are continuing to do that, again, not to talk ill about Seattle, they're in the middle of an environmental lawsuit on their arena project. So I hope that, again, is another factor that leads towards the NBA owners saying, look, this is a great market, a great community. They've done all that we have asked. Plus, they're dealing affirmatively with any potential delay. Let's do the right thing and say that Sacramento should be able to keep its asset.
Daryl Steinberg, right here on CBS Sports 1140. I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much, and I'm sure we'll be speaking again soon.
Thanks a lot, Grant. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much. All right, so you heard from Daryl Steinberg, if you want to get in on it. I've said this all along, and again, I don't want to be speaking out of turn here because I'm not a politician. You know, I'm somebody that makes my living watching games. But, you know, I think that these lawsuits end up being nothing more than a nuisance. In following the Seattle lawsuit that was turned down by the judge quickly, they can appeal all they want. I don't live in Seattle. I'm not familiar with Seattle other than the fact that it's a phenomenal city. But from where I sit, in my viewpoint, the lawsuit that is being appealed, the environmental lawsuit by the Longshoremen's Union, is nothing but a nuisance. And again, without having any law background, without having any expertise when it comes to unions, laws, labor laws, I would think the chances of that thing being successful in appeal is about zero, okay? And so I understand that they're in the middle of that. I don't personally think the NBA is going to look at that and say, well, gee, that's a real threat. It's a nuisance. And we're going to be dealing with nuisances here in Sacramento. And I think that Daryl Steinberg's role is to minimize those nuisances, to make them little bumps in the road and not mountains in the road. And I think that is probably what's going to happen. We'll come back. We'll take your phone calls. This is the Grant Napier Show. From CBS, on CBS Sports 1140.